See, when a girl complains, she complains and whines and criticizes. It's just talk. It's blah, blah, blah. And you just ignore it, okay? Like I said, you just ignore it. And in the video I talked about this shit, I explained how this is just a natural thing for a woman, a dominance in the relationship, and so forth and so on. But when she gives you shit, now what am I talking about here? I'm talking about doing those things that for you are a red line. Let me give you a simple example that for me is a red line, with every girlfriend, no exception. A girlfriend cannot go to any club on her own, I mean without me. None of the shit of like girls' night out or shit like that, no. It's a red line for me. Because it's fucking obvious. Because see, a girl who goes off with her girlfriends to some, to go out and party at some club or some bar or some shit like that, she's gonna hook up with some guy. Yeah, I'm not gonna put up with it. I'm not interested in dating a whore. Simple as that. And so I tell her in no uncertain terms. And I make it clear that from my point of view, her going to a club without me means that she's gonna hook up with some guy, because that's the whole point of going to a club. She hooks up with another guy, no, that's it, we're done, we're over. Because like I've said, you know, with a cheating woman, you dump her instantly. No exception, no talking it over, no understanding or that. Fuck that noise. Woman cheats on you, next. That bitch is in your rearview mirror and that's that, okay? So you make it clear. From your point of view, she goes out on her own or with some friends, quote unquote, to some club. She's looking to score some other guy. And you tell her, no, that's it. We're done. And you tell her, the second you go out the door to go to some club, don't come back or I'll be gone. Whoever is the owner of the place, you know, vacates it. Okay? No, you don't want to have anything to do with that. I mean, but the point I'm trying to make is a very serious point is that, see, you have to establish those red lines. I once had this girlfriend and she said to me, like, kind of, she was like playful about it, right? She said, what if some guy gives me a kiss, right? Because what had happened was that there was this guy who was sort of like a beta orbiter, and he wasn't a bad looking guy or without charm, right? But he was beta orbiting her and she sort of like kept him on a string. Right? And we were dating, and I remember this pretty clearly. This was like, it must have been 99, something like that. Anyway, she was an attractive girl. She was hot. And she had this beta orbiter who was like some investment banker, some shit like that, right? And I forget the specifics as to why she saw him on a regular basis. It had something to do with work or something. But anyway, the point is, one time she was playfully telling me that, you know, well, what if, like, you know, like he kisses me or something like that. And I told her point blank, she does that and we're done. Just right there. Just cut that off right there. Right there. And she sort of like laughed nervously and she said something like, oh, come on. I mean, what if he does it? You know, I didn't do anything. And I'm like, no, simple as that. We're done. I didn't try to argue the point. I didn't try to go into the trivial hypotheticals and some shit like that, trying to give her space so she could wriggle her way. I made it absolutely clear that she pulled a shit like that and some guy kissed her, right? We were done. And I'm glad I did that, because after that, you know, she was on her best behavior because she knew. See? She knew. Girls want that. Girls need that. Girls need to know that they have explicit boundaries that they cannot cross. See? A girlfriend will paradoxically be happier when she knows that there are these bright lines that if she crosses, the relationship is done. And that the guy is not fucking around. And there isn't gonna be like a conversation and talking it over and like, I don't know, therapy or couples therapy, whatever the fuck bullshit. No. When a girl knows, your girlfriend, your woman knows that there are certain bright lines that you are not going to tolerate her crossing, she will be happier. This is the paradox. And she will be happier and she will want to be with you more. By the flip side, of course, when she knows that you're gonna put up with her shit or that she'll be able to talk her way out of some shit that she pulls, it's more likely that she will cross those red lines. Yeah, if she knows, like for instance, with the example I gave, which was a true example, If the girl, you know, she'd known that I would allow myself to be talked out of the situation, that I would not end the relationship if she'd kiss some other guy, then she would have. Yeah. Because that's the nature of women. Yeah. Well, no, it's not that really the nature of women. No, it's the nature of people. People always test their boundaries. Mm-hmm. Do you know why you never touch the electrified fence? Because you know for a fact that if you touch it, it's going to shock the ever-living fuck out of you. And you're not going to be able to talk your way out of it. You're not going to be able to explain to the electric fence that, no, you were just kidding or just seeing, exploring. No, no, no. You touch the electrified fence and you're going to get the shock of your life. So what do you do? You refrain from touching it. In fact, you avoid it like the fucking plague because you know that there is no way to talk your way out of the shock, right? Well, same with girlfriends. If they know that you're not going to put up with any shit, if they know for a fact that you're going to end it, if they know that you're going to walk out that door, if she crosses some bright line, if she knows that you are never going to put up with her shit, then she will be happier and she will avoid those electrified fences in the relationship. You see what I mean? Because yeah, if the electrified fence is always electrified and there are no exceptions and no way of talking your way out of it, the chick isn't gonna come even close to those electrified fences. But if she knows that, you know, the current is intermittent, you know, if she knows that if she just sweet talks her way out of it, she'll be okay. It's not going to hurt and nothing's going to happen to her. What the fuck you think is going to happen, huh? Come on. It's human nature. It's not women, because guys are exactly the same. It's human nature. You never fight human nature. Never. What you do is you learn to create the right incentives to exploit human nature. And this is one of them. With a girl, a girlfriend, you've been with her for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, maybe a month, something like that. And something comes up because it will. It's inevitable. She'll be out like testing, like one of those soldiers who go out into a flat field and they start like poking around to see if there are any mines. Right, the girl is gonna go out there and she's gonna start testing, poking around, to see what are the bright red lines, the electrified fences. And when she stumbles across one, which is inevitable because, I mean, she's looking for them, right? When she comes across your bright red lines, your electrified fences, you make it absolutely fucking clear. And here is the key point. If she actually crosses that line, if she touches that electrified fence, you leave her instantly. If she crosses one of your red lines and you allow it to happen, then she knows that she can't respect you, that she can cross every line and that you're going to put up with her shit and she's going to do worse and worse shit. Okay? It's as simple as that. Because again, it's human nature. Okay? She crosses some red line and you yell and holler and this and rent your hair and your clothes and whatever the fuck, you know, you not let you throw a hissy fit like a little bitch, but you don't do anything, then she's gonna have your number now, won't she? Yeah, she'll know that she can get away with whatever the fuck she wants, and she will, not because she's a bad person, but because she's a human being, for crying out loud, because that's how we are. Yeah. When we realize that some limit or some electrified fence turns out not to have been electrified, well, you know what we do? We just tear it to pieces and just like overrun it. You fucking saw Jurassic Park, remember? Remember that great scene? The Tyrannosaurus Rex, right? And there was the electrified fence and then the power got cut off and the Tyrannosaurus realized, hey, it's no more electricity, and just like tore through that fucking thing. Yes, exactly the same thing. If the fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex knows this fucking truth, then what the fuck, you know, some girlfriend you're dating, huh? She's gonna realize it too, for crying out loud. You let a girlfriend overrun one of your bright red lines, one of your electrified fences, and not only will she never respect you, it will cause you more misery than if you left her. Simple as that. Think about it, yeah? You have some girl. You're in love with her, deeply in love with her. You think that she's aces. Of course, you're smart and you don't fucking tell her this, right? Of course not. You're fucking smart. You only compliment her when she complies, like I said in the video before, right? And you ignore her whining and her bitching and complaining and moaning, like you do, right? She crosses one of your red lines. You're deeply in love with this girl. She's great. She's just gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's smart and funny, and you get along and all the rest of it. And she crosses one of your red lines. She kisses some guy. Yeah. You dump her. And is it going to hurt? Fucking A, it's going to hurt. You're going to cry like a little fucking bitch. Of course you will. We all have. We've all been there, okay? I've been there. Sure I have. Yeah. It's going to hurt like a son of a bitch. But if you forgive her and accept the fact that she overran this electrified fence that you had, then she's going to hurt you even more. She's going to overrun this electrified fence. She's going to overrun that bright red line. She's going to overrun all of your limits, and it's going to be worse for you. It's going to be worse for you. It's going to hurt more than if you'd left her when she crossed that first line. You know what kills us? Kills us men, kills people. Hope. Hope kills us. Because, you know, she crosses this red line. And we start to fool ourselves and we say, well, I hope that maybe she won't. You know, she won't. Yeah, I hope so. I'm sure that she won't. No, come on, she won't. She won't. I hope. You see where I'm going here, huh? Yeah. We hope that she isn't going to do what she is going to do. And again, it's not because she's a fucking woman, yeah? It's because she's a person. It's inevitable, okay? Like I explained with the fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex, for crying out loud, and I can't believe that I brought in a Tyrannosaurus Rex to talk about this fucking topic, but, you know, that's the way of these fucking videos. What can I say? All animals test their limits. All of them. Human beings are no exception. Women are no exception. And when they know that a limit is not really a limit, when they know that the limit is malleable, that it is negotiable, then they're going to cross it all the time. And it's going to hurt you more. It's going to hurt you more in the long run. So be smart. Don't fall for hope. Hope will kill you. Hope will kill you because you'll think to yourself, well, she did it this time, but the next time she won't. Oh, she will. She will. By the very fact that she crossed it the first time, she'll cross it a second time, and a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth time. Yeah. And every time she does it, it's going to hurt just as much as the first time, but much worse than that. Every time she crosses one of your lines, you will be diminished as a man, not in her eyes, but in your own.